Hi there, this is Melanie Kant from Do Business Network, and today I'm talking to Coral Sirrett from Zest Health. Hi, Coral, how are you?
Hi, Melanie. Yes, I'm very good. Thank you.
Good, good. Now, Coral, how long have you been a DBN member for now?
I think I joined in December. I think I came to, yes, I did. I came to one in December. It was, yeah, your Christmas party with a quiz. So I didn't want to miss out on that one. So, yeah, just a few months.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
I remember that one. It was really fun. And did you win anything at that one?
No, but we did all right actually. It wasn't too embarrassing because I think I am pretty rubbish at those sort of things normally. But yeah, everyone seemed to take it very seriously, as you should. Yeah,
They
it was great
did,
fun. I really enjoyed it.
but it was so much fun. But it was a nice one to be introduced to the other members of the network, because obviously it's a lot more relaxed, isn't it? So, but yes,
Yeah.
it was brilliant.
Got to see people's true colours.
In competitive mode.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
So then, for the benefit of our listeners, and obviously because you are quite a new member, DBN, can you introduce yourself officially and your business to us?
Yeah, so I've had various careers. I was in the textile industry for over 10 years, and then I was in the charity sector for about 10 years. I actually trained to be a teacher to teach adults. But quite a few years ago, I really wanted a change, and I got into nutrition and health before I started my business. So that was, back in my 20s and 30s, you couldn't have told me anything that I would have actually listened to about any of that. I'm originally from Oxfordshire, but I've lived in various places around the UK, and we moved to the area just under a year ago now, actually. And this is the furthest north I've lived, and we love it here. So my business I've had for just over 5 years, and I work with organisations, and it's all about reducing absenteeism and the costs, increasing productivity, and it really fundamentally improving the health of employees, or whether it's a community group, it might be the sort of service users. So it's any organization. It might be corporate, it might be a not-for-profit. So I'd have a range of webinars, and I can do sort of tailored support programs as well, depending on the needs of the organization. The subjects I cover are things like menopause, improving sleep. It might be increasing energy levels or managing stress, improving immunity, and cutting back on sugar. And I find a lot of those areas are very sort of interlinked. I think you have to look at lots of different areas for overall good health. And I like to think I sort of can provide some education and inspiration for people. I like to make the sessions very interactive. I don't want to just sit and talk to people for an hour. And for me, it's a real focus as well on very simple to apply, very practical solutions, because most of us are leading very, very busy lives. And I'm not going to be telling you to make really complicated food or spend hours a day exercising. It's not about that at all. And in addition to that, I also offer personalized coaching to individuals. So yeah, that's about it, I think.
Sounds very comprehensive, actually. And a couple of things that really caught my attention there. One was menopause. It seems to be a big thing at the moment, doesn't it? Well, I'm seeing a big thing. It's always been there, hasn't it? It's always been there. And I think, but it isn't until you hit a certain age that it becomes a topic that you're interested in.
Yes, I think quite a few of my friends have been very much stick your fingers in your ears, and they don't want to think about it and don't want to know. And I think, yes, I think the sort of landscape is changing, and it needs to change. I think until a few years ago, I think it was very much a taboo subject, and it affects about half of the population, and can have, as a lot of people will testify, can have massive. Can cause a massive impact on your life. You might sail through it, but you might also have some issues. And I think, knowing what to potentially, expect, having support from your employers, having support from the people around you is crucial. And knowing what help is available, whether that's alternative sort of therapies, whether it's lifestyle changes, whether it's, things like HRT. I think, it's very individual, and it shouldn't be this is what you need to do. It's these are the options, these are the things that could work and could make things more bearable for you if you are experiencing symptoms. But I think, we need to be having this conversation with men as well, because men know women, and they're going to know women who either are going through it or have gone through it or are going to be going through it. And for them to have a greater understanding, I think, as well, is really important, just to make everyone's lives easier, really. And, for anyone having a tough time in anything in life, I think if you've got support, without this, without sort of going through the cliche, problem halved, but I think it does make such a massive difference if you know that people support you and, have some understanding of what you might be going through. And I think the thing with menopause, like PMS and PMDD, when it's becoming very serious, it affects women in so many different ways. And as I say, with somebody might just sail through every month, they might sail through their menstrual cycle and they might sail through their menopause, but chances are they probably won't. And there will be some things there, and it's worth, and if we're open and honest about these conversations, then that can only be a good thing, I think, and to increase education around those areas, definitely.
Yeah, I
I feel quite
agree.
strongly about it, as you can probably tell.
Well, it's on one of those topics that it, well, topics of conversations that I come up with at networking events, not just with women but with men as well. And I think there's a few ladies who've made it a passion of theirs to raise awareness. Sharon MacArthur. I know that she has been going around a few, she's been doing it for years, specifically talking about menopause. But I think the issue that you raised, well, not an issue, but you raised awareness that men should know about it as well. So not only they can be aware of it in the workplace, potentially what a woman can be going through, or the reasons why she's a little bit forgetful or emotional or tired. But also they could recognize those symptoms perhaps back home as well. Might be, have a wife who's gone through it, or a mother who's gone through it. And it's but like I said, it was never really talked about that much until recent years, was it?
No, and I think there's an alarming lack of awareness in the medical profession as well. And I think a lot of women are getting fobbed off, given antidepressants when that really isn't what they need, or being quite flippantly get out for a walk, as an example. And so I think it's not just family and friends where there needs to be an increase in awareness and what the options are and the suitability of those options, that there needs to be a huge amount done in the medical profession as well. So, it's a bit of potluck as to how your GP will respond if you go in with some symptoms. And I think that's why it's important that we empower ourselves with the information and know what should be available, or recognize the symptoms. Because a GP could just diagnose you with depression, as an example, or tell you something that isn't really that helpful, or say that HRT isn't suitable for you when it really is, because things have changed a huge amount, in the last sort of 20 years or so around that. And it might not be suitable for you, or one type might not be, but there might be another form that is. It's not a sort of one size fits all, like a lot of these things to do with health are not, they are very individual. We need to recognize that, I think, and it isn't often recognized enough, I don't think.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I could talk about menopause all day because obviously I'm a woman of that sort of age bracket now. However, I won't. I'm going to talk more about your business. So, can you tell the listeners out there who your ideal client is?
So yes, that would be, I think, any organization, as I said, it could be a big corporate or a not-for-profit as an example, but anyone who really values the health of their employees or the health of their service users, and they want to invest that time and money in it, because obviously they're taking people away from work to come along and, you know, do a workshop for example. And I think yes, there is an investment to be made there. But it's also about showing employees that you actually value their health and that you're taking it seriously. And, you know, th they are more likely to stay around, be more focused, you know, actually want to contribute to an organization more. You know, if you feel valued, you know, it's a two-way thing. I know I've worked for companies where it's very much one way. You know, you're expected to work extra hours, weekends, and everything, and there's nothing in return at all. So I think by demonstrating that you're looking after your employees and you actually care about them, I think it goes a long way. And I think if employers can demonstrate that to people that are considering working for them, because it's not just whether a company wants to take you on, it's whether that employee, potential employee, actually wants to work for you as well. And I think showing that you're somebody who invests in health initiatives is can only be a positive thing. And so I even though I can deliver workshops online, and that's what I've done in the majority of cases, so they can be anywhere in the world. You know, I did work with one company who had offices all over Europe. They might have one team member per country, but for me, my ideal client would be people, you know, businesses in the Northeast. I feel very invested in the area now after only being here, you know, a year. I feel like, you know, this is our new home, and I want to really support businesses in the local area.
Yeah, and you know, I guess as well, based on what you've just said, I think your service could be classed as a company benefit, would you say?
Yes, definitely. I think there are tax benefits for purchasing what I do, definitely. Yeah, and it's something, as I say, that you can advertise to employees as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a win-win, I think.
It certainly sounds that way. So, a little bit more about you. So you said you moved up to the Northeast a year ago. Boy, that's actually quite recent. I thought you'd been up for quite a while. Have we made an impression on you, Coral?
I feel like I've been here a lot longer. Yeah, haven't quite got all the I don't tend to pick up accents when I go to different places, but I've, you know, been learning some different phrases and things and got used to do. Yeah, and I love you know, I love yeah, we really love the area. I think, you know, we didn't know anything about the area, didn't know anyone, just decided to move here. So it's been, I think, unexpectedly, you know, really, really lovely countryside. And I've been out to quite a lot of networking now, and I've been through some, you know, really gorgeous countryside on the way to networking. Whereas I was in Manchester for 20 years and spent a lot of time on the M60, too
Oh.
much time on the M60. So yeah, we like the fact there isn't quite so many people, it's not quite so populated, and, you know, I've just found everyone so friendly, and, you know, DBN has been, you know, really welcoming. And yeah, we've just, you know, this is our new home now. As I said, I was in Manchester for 20 years. Yeah, it's been a really positive move. You know, I'm really glad we made that decision to move here.
You know, before we move on the topic of DBN, I've this and this is just out of curiosity, and obviously I haven't told you I'm going to say this, so you should see the look of shock on it. Have you got have you got a favourite Geordie saying?
I don't want to embarrass. I'm going to say it, but I'm not claiming it to be in the correct accent, because that might really be offensive or just laughable. But a new one that I'd never heard before, I don't think, is "nae bother," as
Nae bother.
in, you know, "nae bother." Yeah, just not one. Yeah, so that has to be my favourite, because I've heard that quite a lot when you say, "Oh, you know, you might." Like, if I go out running and someone waits for you, or, you know, you open a door for somebody, and instead of saying, you might say thank you, and then you get no bother. So yeah, that's the one I probably heard the most, actually. But I'm sure there's loads that I haven't found out yet.
No, I only asked that because I've got a friend from Birmingham, and he moved up here,
Really?
run business, and he said that we are a friendly bunch up north, but he'd never come across tatties and lugs. So tatties is the potatoes, and lugs are your ears. So there's a couple of other.
Oh yeah.
So
Are they just ones from up here though? Tutties. Oh, I, yeah. I
yeah.
know. I remember explaining the other day. I was we were out for lunch with the woman's from Italy, but has spent quite a few years in South Korea, and her fiance is South Korean. So we were having lots of conversations about cultural, differences, and anything that's familiar across those different countries and things, and it was fascinating. And I was talking about the chip butty, and I got some very blank looks. And I said, they're called chip balms, chip butties, chip sandwich. And like when I moved to Manchester, there were quite a few, there were various sort of debates about what things should be called.
Yeah, because people are quite precious, aren't they?
My partner can pick up an accent really, really quickly, but I'm useless at it, really useless.
Oh, well, Carol, you've got a lovely accent, so please don't change on our behalf, please. So I'm going to move on to DBN now. So can you tell everyone what DBN means to you?
I've found it a very sort of safe space, I suppose, to talk about your business and to sort of connect with other businesses in the area. It's been, really welcoming, really friendly. And even though my ideal client is are sort of possibly large, slightly larger organizations, not sort of sole traders, so at least sort of 10 employees. A lot of people in DBN are sole traders, but not all of them, certainly. But I think for me, it was all about just getting to know people, what other people are doing in the area. Do they know somebody who knows somebody who might be interested in what I've got to offer? Would I, am I, would what they have be of interest to me or somebody I, when I start to get to know more people? So it's just been a great kind of sort of, it's a great thing that's been set up to give us the opportunity to do that. And I've, in a way, I like the fact it's a membership organization because I think that makes people then feel, that they want to come on a regular basis as well. So you can start to get to know people. I think some other networking can be sort of set up. So it's always going to be different people every time you go. And I think there's probably good things and bad things in that you don't, if you don't speak to them once, you might never see them again. Whereas in DBN, there is that sort of relationship. There is a focus on relationship building, which I really like. And, you make it so it does feel informal. It's not stuffy. I feel people can have a laugh, and we can have some open and honest conversations. So yeah, that's, and it's great that that there's online and in person as well, and we get to see, because it's always a different location. I actually quite like that because it's meant I've discovered I've got to know the area probably a lot quicker than I would have done. As well, which and I think I appreciate it. It probably is quite difficult to find locations, for the time of day that is good for the meetings and everything. So it's been great, and I really appreciate, I'm sure there's probably a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes that we probably all take for granted as well, and you're juggling that with your own businesses as well. So yeah, and it's really, it's a really affordable as well. I know there's free networking out there. But some of the other networking groups are, for a sole trader, there can be quite, the cost can be quite prohibitive, especially if somebody's sort of newly established as well, or just the business isn't big enough to sort of sustain that sort of financial kind of commitment as well. So I think that indeed, you've obviously being conscious of keeping the costs really low for people as well. So I, you know, that's, you know, I really appreciate that for me and for anyone else who wants to, you know, become a member.
Yeah.
And your first visit's free. So, you know, if you decide it's not for you, then, you know, you but I imagine most people do come back once they've been to a first session.
If
Yeah,
you
we've
come
had a, you
along,
know, I've seen a few new people start since I have, so.
yeah, if you come along the first session, if you don't like us, you never have to see us again, do you? So, Carol, it's been lovely talking to you this afternoon, and I can't wait to share this podcast with our listeners and our members too. If anyone would like to get in touch with you, what's the best way to get in touch with Coral at Zest Health?
Yeah, I'd say through my website, which is zest-health.com, or you can find me on LinkedIn. So it's Coral, which is Coral. I do get asked how to spell it. And my surname is, it's Sirott, so it's Sirett, and that's where you'll find me on LinkedIn. I don't tend to, I haven't used the other platforms for quite some time, so I'm just kind of sticking with that for now.
And of course, if anyone can't find you for whatever reason, they can always get in touch with DBN and we'll point them in the right direction.
Yeah, sure. And I mean, my email address is just coral@zest-health.com as well. Quite simple.
Fantastic. Well, Carol, it's been lovely to talk to you this afternoon. And it's been lovely to find out more about you and your business. And we look forward to seeing you at the next DBN meeting, which is on, I think, off the top of my head, on the 21st of March. So we look forward to seeing you then.
Oh, thanks ever so much, Melanie. It
Take
was
care.
great chatting to you, and I will see you very soon. Thanks, and you.
Bye.
Bye.